Emporia Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
To start the message, this is a true story. How many of you know exactly how many books are in here?
66.
66, okay. Can you name it? That's a different story. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No. We don't want to embarrass no one. But I know your pastor preached the word of God, and that's what I intend to do today. But a true story is that an American Indian was begging from door to door for food, for scraps, for money, and finally came to one, you know, that he felt sorry for him and said, "What can I help you? Well, do you have something for me? I haven't eaten in 2 days." And I say, "Please come in and I will prepare for you a sandwich." By the time he was making the sandwich, he noticed that he was carrying a small piece of leather and saw a little paper, and I said, "What's in it?" And the Indian said, "I don't know exactly what's in it, but I know, and they told me that one day this little paper will help me." And he said, "Can I see it?" Gave it to him, and he started reading it, and he got surprised. You know, what it says here is, "You're a hero. You fought with George Washington. You for life, you have a pension, a roof, and food. You don't have to beg no more." You know, if we do the similar to us, sometimes God's people are lacking because you don't need, you don't invest the time that we all need in his word. And lacking of money, lacking of health, and everything else. So today I want to show you, like I asked you before, how many of you know your Bible? But before, I want to ask you something. Is this one is up to you. Can you put your hands like this up? Believe me, you will see why. This is something that I learned a while back. And since we came and sang already that everything belongs to the Lord, you know what you're doing right now? You're putting your hands up, so God's scanner is scanning you. And because of that, you will get a blessing today. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Let's roll then. Okay, today I'm going to preach, "Do You Know Your Bible?" And this one starts in 2 Timothy 3:16. Can you do it with me? Can you read with me what it says? It says, "All scripture is God-breathing and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." Heavenly Father, I came humbly. I came in your mighty power that you can use me this beautiful morning to strengthen your people, to give courage, but overall to give all the glory just for you. And the peoples in this house says, amen. Okay, number one is God provides us with power. You know, what kind of power? Look at what it says in 1 Corinthians 4:20. "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but power." It's NIV. The power comes with the word dynamite, which in Greek is dynamos, which is mean power, strength, skills. What kind of power do we need in these times that we, every single day, we see that the world is killing each other, deteriorating? In Luke 8, Jesus was walking because he has a special call by Jairus, who healed his daughter that was sick, 12 years old. Going to heal that little child, a woman who was bleeding for 12 long years said, if I only touch his garment, I will be healed. And that's exactly what she did. And then Jesus said, somebody touch me. And, you know, Peter, the one who always spoke, and then he thinks, say, come on, Lord, you know, everybody is, look how crowded it is. They're passing, pushing you around. And you say, somebody touch me. But look what the Lord says. I know that somebody touched me because power has gone from me. You know, power of healing, power of blessing, that the only one who can give us that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So my question is, do you want that kind of power? Do you want that kind of healing in your life? You know that you and I, we have power in our mouth. Recently has been all over the news, the famous R115. Do you know that you and I, we have exactly the same kind of assault, the weapon? I say, come on, Pastor, you're preaching. Yes, but just bear with me. Proverbs 18:20, he says, the tongue has the power, life and death. The bullets can wound you, but the words can kill you. True or false? Sometimes we say things that, what I did, what I said, and it's too late because they're already spoken. So that's why you better be careful what you're saying. Even, especially at home, and I'm glad there is a couple youth right here because, you know, we as a parents, we must nurture these little kids or teenagers at home because if we don't take care of them, if we don't say, I love you. When was the last time you told to your son or your daughter, I love you? Don't answer me. You know when it was. And that's the truth. Because if we don't do it, guess who does it outside? You know how many guns are outside? Here in New Orleans alone, I just came back exactly yesterday, a year ago, and it's amazing. All you see in the news, you know, teenagers from 14 all the way to 21 doing all kind of stuff, especially killing, stealing. And do you wonder sometimes why they're doing that? Because they don't have no one to tell them. And, I always look around. It's one of the abilities that God has given me. I saw families and point. What do you ended at that word? What do you end that phrase? Family is us. Family is the one we care for each other. Family is that we came, and I'm glad you came today to bless the Lord. That's the first thing. But in the second one, to receive his word and know that he loves you as well. Speaking about the power of the words, Charles Spurgeon was preaching, and by the time he preached, one of the ladies came and said, Pastor, can you give me your tie? I say, why? What's wrong with my tie? It's so worldly, you know, that tie belongs to the world, so I have a scissor, I'm going to cut it. And he said, okay, be my guest. And she went literally, clack, clack, cut it. After she cut it, he said, okay, now, do me a favor. Absolutely, Pastor. Give me your scissors. Now I'm going to cut your tongue. True or false, huh? You know what? Because sometimes we point. We point with this finger. Well, we forgot we have four. Who's pointing at? Ourselves. So we better watch out what we're saying. Even in the house of the Lord. Why? Because the Bible says in Matthew 7:4, that we see the speck that you and I have while we forget the prank that we're carrying on. So be careful. Be careful exactly what the Lord has put it in your heart. The second one is in Luke 4, Jesus, and that's the truth. Jesus was tempted for 3 days after fasting and praying. You know, the adversary, the devil came, and the first one he said, please make this, he didn't say please, you know, I'm just me, said, these stones to become bread. Okay, that was the first one. The second one is, all these kingdoms, I will give it to you if you worship me. And the third one is, he took it to the highest of the temple, and he said, if, and that's what I like, if you are the Son of God. You know, the devil knows very well who was talking to, but still he tempted. And then he said, I will send not you strike your foot. What's the point? Jesus responds, the man should not live by bread alone. You worship me, only me, the Lord, and you not put the Lord on God to the test. So, if the Son of God was tempted, how about you and me? You know, we're tempted every single day. Since we get up early in the morning until we go at night, it's up to us to decide. So my question is, how much time you invest in the Word of God? How much do you know the Word of God? How much you memorize the Word of God? Because it's going to come times in your life that the devil is going to throw at you all kinds of stones. It's going to be up to you to rebuke them and tell them, stay away from me, Satan, or just cede to the temptation. So remember, God is good all the time, and he will be granted the power. The second one, God provides us authority. That's what he says in 2 Timothy 2:15. These then are the things you should teach, encourage, and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you. Authority comes again from the Greek exokia, which means control, right, and power. Paul is telling here Titus not to give up, not to throw the towel. Why? Because if God grants us power, he also can grant us the authority to be able to fight. Do you think we fight every single day? You know, I don't know for you, but to come to church sometimes is a fight in the morning. Fight in the morning, especially now. I hope, you know, the new time, that's why there is a lack of, I would say, empty spaces. And then, you know, even my brother-in-law came an hour early. And when I saw him, I said, what? I'm late to ready for church. And they said, no, you're right on time. It's my fault. I didn't change the clock. So you have to decide from the day before, are you going or not to church? But also, what kind of authority do we need? What kind of power? Do you remember when I see here several couples, when you were dating? Woo, long time ago. Well, that's true. That's why there is a couple of children. But, you know, the funny thing is, you know, they were so cozy. And, you know, you only see one person. But after so many years, she's sitting there, and you're driving right here. What happened? I hope, you know, that's not the case, but, you know, sometimes romance die. And I'm more than grateful to the grace of God. My wife and I, this year, we celebrated our 44th anniversary. It doesn't look like, but that's true. I'm glad she's not here, but she's listening, so I better watch out what I said. Therefore, Psalms 37:4 says, Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. What kind of authority and desire you have for your life? You want your kids to go to college? You want your kids to exceed a lot more than you accomplished? That's every single parent's desire, but also as a grandparent's. So how are they going to do it? You and I are the responsible people to encourage them, to tell them, to pray for them, that they choose the best that they can do once they are not at home. Because at home, they're angels. Outside, hey, you and I, we don't know what's going on. Let me tell you why. In Matthew 7, 24 and 29, there's a story about the wise and the foolish builders. And it goes like this. I minimize, for your notes, who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Continues, he says, the rain, the stream, the winds came, but didn't fail because the foundation was on the rock. The next one goes, he says, who hears these words of mine and does not put into practice is like a foolish man who built his home on sand. Again, rain, stream, winds, felt with a, and the end is felt with great crash. However, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd were amazed at his teaching because he thought the one who has authority. Do you have authority every time you speak? When you open your mouth, do you have the power to say accomplishment, good things to the one? You know, ministry, sometimes we said it starts in the church. I respect that. But ministry starts at home. You follow me? Amen? Ouch or something? Yeah, because that's we have to let them know, the people around us, that we love them. This is a true story. In Mississippi, several engineers, they said, well, we're going to do an experiment. We're going to build two houses. And with the forces of hurricanes number three, creating winds 140 miles per hour for 10 minutes. The first house was built, we know when I ask Stuart, I say, this is concrete, and I say, no, this is treated wood 2x4. It looks like, but it has built so well that, has already 10 years. So I'm grateful for you guys who came and did all the best in excellence, because this building is beautiful. Well, that's the way these houses were built. One, like it, just we know, plain sheetrock and everything, no pilings. And the second one, it was built with the pilings, good foundations, and also instead of wood, they use iron. By the time they put it to the test, which one do you think prevails? Which one you think is stand? Of course, the second one. Now, if the world, the engineers, come up with the idea to have a good foundation, how about you and me? The good foundation in our life is Jesus Christ. He's the only one. So don't you think it's about to, we can learn from them? Last week I was kind of upset because the world celebrates Halloween. But the reason I say very upset is because many Christians, I know several of them, they also participate. So what is the difference? There is none? It should be. But unfortunately, just because my daughter says so, my son and this and put the signs, we put a sign in our house and it say we do not participate in Halloween. However, be safe. One single person touched the door and that was it. Brothers and sisters, we have to stand. We have to let them know that we're not with pride. No, never. But, you know, we have to let them know that we're special because we're children of the King of Kings. So, therefore, you and I, we're princes and prince. And we have to let them know the world that we're different. Amen for that? Are you agreeing with me? Okay. Last one. It says, God provide us with anointing. Anointing means excipio from the Greek, consecrated, dedicated. Anointed with oil. During the old times, God called a person which was anointed by the prophet. In 1 Samuel, we have this. Thing one. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured into Saul's head and kissed him, saying, "Has not the Lord anointed you ruler over his inheritance?" You know, the anointing is a symbol of in those days, the Holy Spirit comes to you and dwell with you. Nowadays, once you raise your hand and confess your sins and say, "I'm a sinner and I repent and I want to be a new person," immediately the Holy Spirit comes to you and you seal with that. In Luke 4, 18-20 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me." Why? Anointed for what? "To proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight of the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he stated on the last, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearings." You know, sometimes we do things that we say, "God cannot forgive me. God, you know, I did such as that, you know, even I cannot say it." But I tell you, and I'm going to say it, I have good news for you. The devil wants you to say, well, the shame, the guilt, all that I have inside, if you only confess to God, that's all you need. God will take that all away because Christ can forgive any sinner that comes to him and says, "I'm a sinner." Are you a sinner now? You know that the Bible says we are children of God, we're still sinners. Every single day, even our minds, our thoughts, our acts, sometimes we don't do exactly what the Lord says. But here is the point. If we only say, "Well, give me a second chance," like the thief on the cross, without doing any kind of works, he was 100% safe. Two construction workers, they were chatting one morning, and one said to another, "You know, I have a bad dream last night. Oh, I think it was a nightmare." "Well, tell me about it." "I dreamt that I have with 4 rats." "Rats, yeah. One, listen to this. One rat was very fat. 2 of them, they were very skinny, almost dying. And one was blind." "That's easy," says his buddy, pal. "Why?" "The fat rat means the bartender. The one is skinny, almost dying, your wife and your son. And the blind, it is you. Because the devil has blinded you. You cannot see it, what you're doing. All the money every week goes to the bartender, drinking. What you bring home is leftovers, and therefore you're blind. You know that that's exactly what the devil does to us. He appeals to us that we're so good and we can do this, we can do that. But that's not the truth. The Lord is always good to us, and that's where I come to my last point. You know, do you really want the power, the authority, and the anointing of God? Do you really want it to, every time you open your Bible, it's not, you know, what is going to say to do on this? No, what is going to talk to me first? Because once you open it, read it, and ask, Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my heart so I can sing better, I can teach better. Believe me, the Lord will give it to you. But what prevents our power, our authority, and anointing? You know what it does? Our sin. When you and I have to tell, when we sin, the Holy Spirit goes away from you. And let me tell you why I know from this, for personal experience. I was born in a Catholic home, and, I thought I was a good boy, a good son, and all that. And several times they invited me to go to, I'm from Guatemala, Central America, and they said, I don't want to go to those evangelistic, so I'm fine the way it is. I don't like it. But I have the chance and opportunity. I was studying civil engineering in Guatemala, and a Canadian company came and offered me a job in Canada. By the time I saw my contract, I will be making three times what I was making in Guatemala. And I said, okay, let's go. But what I didn't know is the Lord had different plans for me. Because one day, my wife and I, we were trying to get to buy a car. But listen to this. Because of the color, I wanted red, she wanted blue. We didn't buy it. We were fighting for that. That's the way the devil attacks to you. And right in front of our house, we were crossing. And a guy from Czechoslovakia, he didn't know the laws. And you stand your hand like this, at least 150 feet from it, they must stop. He didn't stop. My son was nearly 18 months old. And he was hit, so was myself. My wife was with my little daughter, 6 months old, and with her arms. And by the time, I lifted up my son, this paper has a lot more life than him. He was bleeding. My wife was crying. And, just like it happened in the movies, the police, the ambulance, the paramedics, firemen, all of them. And the guy said, who's the father? Who's going with him? And I said, I'm the father. I'm going. And I went to the hospital. By the time I got to the hospital, the doctor came out, the emergency doctor said, Mr. Luna, we're going to do the best we can because your son is real, real bad. Brothers, that's what I realized. How many times somebody invited me to church, somebody asked me to pray, but you know why I didn't? Because in those days I was 24 years old, and my God was, this is clear, but I like real, real whiskey and beer. I was an alcoholic. And because of the devil has blinded me so much, I didn't want to go to church. But that day, I said, Lord, if you give me one more chance, I promise you to change, and I promise to serve you. And I started crying like a baby. There is, hospitals, there is a big watch, and I thought it was an eternity, but it's only 20 minutes. The doctor comes out, taking off his hat, and he looked at me, and by the time he looked, I started even crying. I said, no, just let me tell you something. I don't know how it happened, but a miracle has happened here. Your son is good. He has a fracture when he was hit by the car right here, because being so young, we can put into a cast, but we're going to leave it here for a week with a 50 pounds weight, so his leg will be straight. Brothers and sisters, I was more than happy, and I asked God for forgiveness, and I asked for giving me a second chance, and he did. My son has been in the Air Force for 2 terms. And you know, if you go to the Army, the Navy SEALs, whatever, you have to be 100% fit physically, otherwise they reject you. And he got in because it was the power of God, the authority of God. It is God good all the time, brothers and sisters. So let's keep it up. Let's rolling. We need to. What it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Once again, Satan knows, the devil, the power, the authority, and anointing that you and I, we have. I encourage you today, spend time on his word. Be aggressive. Let me tell you why. Because I never carried this with me, but there is an illustration here. You know, you open up, and the first thing you do is, let me see who posted what. Facebook, Instagram, who texts me? Oh, yeah, yeah. And the best one is, let's take a selfie. Oh, 10 of them. Oh, I don't like it. Why? Because I'm not there. You know, the most important is our Lord. Forget about all the rest of the people. Yeah, I mean, you might say, Pastor, you don't believe it. I mean, I do believe in social media. It is good. And I'm glad, you know, a lot of people is watching this service. But for them to realize that the most important is not what they said about you, is who you said about Jesus Christ. See, it's a big and huge difference. Why? Because everybody knows your WhatsApp, your Facebook, Instagram, you know, all of them. But this time, you know, you have to be more than clear that what it says on John 8:36, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Do you want that kind of freedom? Do you want that kind of awareness that whatever you and I, we have done, but if we confess, if we say, God, give me another chance. God, I believe in the power there is in the Bible. I believe in the authority. I believe I've been anointed by the Holy Spirit. Believe me, he can do it. But you know what? He won't force you. You need to recognize yourself. I don't know how you came this morning. I don't know who you are. But I'm telling you, the reason I ask you to put up your hands like this, God's kindness has already been made. So now my response is, who's going to respond? Do you want to be included in his kingdom? Do you want to be always be boldly to express his word boldly? To wherever you go, say, well, that guy, that chick is different. He has something different. And that's what you say and tell them. The reference I have is not me. It's because Jesus make a new person in me. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning. We thank you because you are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. But in this process, if there is anyone here who needs, who wants to have Christ in their hearts, to recognize at the first time, there is anyone who hasn't committed yet to the Lord, there is anyone who perhaps has been strayed, and this morning you wanted to come back to the Master. Because He's calling. You know how He calls you? With the open arms. There is anyone who needs a prayer. Doesn't matter what kind of situation you are. If you lift out your hands and say, Pastor, pray for me, I will gladly do it today. There is anyone who wants to be the best that you can be, just remember, He will give you the desires of your heart.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.